Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
City Council will not be voting on the proposed Center City 76ers arena tonight. Now, this vote had been scheduled for 4 o'clock. Council is recessing until 8:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. Now, KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has been following this all day. She joins us live. Pat?
Yeah, it's been a long and frustrating day, Michelle. Council scheduled a vote for 9 this morning, convened, and immediately recessed to 4. You know, hundreds of people returned at 4. They filled council chambers and chanted "No Arena" and other slogans for an hour. They got into a back and forth with supporters of the arena who were there, who were chanting "Build it." It was a noisy more than an hour until the council president finally showed up and once again recessed the hearing without a vote. And so they are supposed to meet before council's regular meeting tomorrow morning. And this is important because they want to get this done by the end of the year. But in order to do that, it has to be voted out of committee before tomorrow's meeting at 10 a.m. Otherwise, by the rules of council, it can't be voted on before they recess for the holidays. So the council president says he really does want to get it done, and so he is really sincere about doing this vote tomorrow morning. But, you know, we shall see. The sticking point is the size of the community benefits agreement, which was $50 million. Mayor Parker had negotiated a $50 million community benefits agreement, which is large for any development in the city. But this was an unusually large development, and so the Sixers agreed to $50 million. Council was not satisfied. They reportedly got the Sixers up to $60 million and then decided that wasn't enough either. And now Council President Kenyatta Johnson has said Council wants a $100 million community benefits agreement, and that seems to be the sticking point. The Sixers reportedly are unwilling to budge off of that $60 million, and so that's what they'll be working on overnight to see if they can vote on this at 8:30 tomorrow morning.